as McManaman shrugs off the attentions of Spectre into the penalty area. Neat turn by McManaman, drills it low across the keeper and in. And Wigan's early pressure reaps rewards just into the ninth minute. And McManaman scores for the second successive game against Blues, cutting in from the left-hand side, turned his man all too easily, and his low left-foot shot drilled underneath Darren Randolph. Ninth minute, it's Wigan 1, Blues 0. Spectre on the right-hand side, closed down very quickly by the wing-back Taylor, and then turns himself in a knot and gives it away, Spectre. Lee Clark is apoplectic because this danger here is threaded through. Taylor continues his run and fires it off the post and in! Careless from Spectre, and Blues pay the penalty, the 39th minute. Andy Taylor drills home his first goal of the season, and Wigan, and you can't say they don't deserve it, lead Blues by two goals to nil. Perch on the right-hand side, being chased by Robinson, but he's got away from Robinson. Perch up towards the edge of the area, plays it infield. Emir Hughes with a chance, slides it to McManaman, quick feet, brilliant finish, 3-0, game over before half-time. McManaman gets his second, so neatly worked. Blues desperately naive in this first half. It's Wigan 3, Blues 0. MacArthur, who spreads play brilliantly with his left foot to Taylor, the left wing-back, who's been quiet second half, but he might create problems here. For a little back heel for Maloney, left side of the penalty area, low cross, 4-0, Waghorn, close range, couldn't miss, and in the 78th minute, Wigan add to the margin. Martin Waghorn with his first goal of the season, put on a plate for him by Sean Maloney, and Wigan continue to add to Lee Clark's woes. Wigan 4, Blues 0. Lee, having just heard you talking to your own club website there, no excuses today to hide behind, are there? It was a poor performance.
Of course, yeah, 100%. Richard, we don't do excuses. I certainly don't do excuses myself. Just not acceptable performance in any way, shape or form in any aspect of the game, defending or attacking, with the ball, without the ball, passing, pressing, and any aspect of the game we were really poor at today.
Individual errors as well don't help, you know, giving the ball away on halfway, we saw that being punished, as you get against teams like this.
Yeah, definitely, that's what happens. You're playing against quality attacking players. They're a good side. Wigan didn't get in the playoffs by fluke. But I was confident in the group before the game. I was really pleased with what we gave against Sunderland. Thought it was another encouraging performance. Every aspect, you know, when I listened to Uwe Rosler's quotes in press conference yesterday, and he was talking, you know, about my team being hard-working, powerful. We didn't show any of those today. He would probably be surprised at how in flat we were.
You won't come up against many midfields like that. Did your central midfielders need to dig in more, get more involved with the game?
We needed to dig in all over. There's probably a couple of lads who come on have give us a bit of momentum and impetus, but really, and truthful, not many players have enhanced their reputation there today.
Second half, you made changes. It was a bit more solid. Admittedly, that they got a three-goal lead. Was it a little bit damage limitation? Was that the message during the interval?
No, because how could it be? I sent on another out-and-out winger, I sent on a striker. I just wanted us to give Wigan more problems. The best way to defend is from the front, and we hadn't done that. Where we'd been feeding balls down the side for our strikers to thrive on, that hadn't happened in the first half, and which is flat, but we didn't defend properly, we didn't stay with runners, we didn't... We know Emmy Hughes very, very well. We know he's got great delivery from set player situations, and we give so many set players away, it was untrue.
And in terms of 2 weeks before the next game, it's quite a long period of time. Ideally, I know you're a competitor, you'd want to be sending them out next Saturday and having another go.
Without a doubt, but on the other hand, it gives me and the coaching staff time to get this performance out of the system, find the reasons why. Certainly, the plan I had for the players in terms of next week's schedule, that'll be ripped up and changed completely, to be honest with you, because, you know, that today was not what I'm about, not what they're about. They showed me that many, many times.